To say Inigo Lopez was full of himself as a young adult would be an understatement. He was very self-centered. There was one thing he was worried about and focused on and preoccupied with, and that was himself. He was known to be a very flashy dresser and designer clothing. He loved to gather the attention of other people. He was known to be a tremendous dancer. Whether it was weekdays or weekends, he liked to party, and he liked to party very hard. He loved to gain the attention of women and relished in the pleasure these many women brought to him. And this is the way he lived his life in his late teen years and through his 20s. When he was 31 years old, he had an injury to his leg, and he was hospitalized. And the leg didn't really heal the right way, and the doctor gave him the devastating news that the rest of his life he's going to walk with a limp. Mr. Lopez was devastated. He was infuriated actually, and told the doctor he needed to do something about it. He needed to re-break the leg and make it correct so he wouldn't walk with a limp. The doctor explained to him this probably wasn't going to work, it would be very painful. Mr. Lopez insisted. The doctor asked why he was so preoccupied about this limp. He said the reason was he was afraid women would not be as attracted to him if he walked with a limp rather than his usual swagger. So they rebroke the leg and he spent several weeks in the hospital recovering. The year was 1521. Medicine wasn't quite as advanced. There was no anesthesiologist to help or advanced medical care. He was bored out of his mind after spending weeks in the hospital. There's no Netflix or movies on demand to keep him company. So he asked for some good novels to read. They didn't really have any. They brought him a book that was a religious book, Book of the Lives of the Saints. He refused to read it, but he got even more bored after a few more days and finally decided to flip through it. And his life began to change. He was fascinated by the lives of these saints. St. Francis of Assisi was one that captured his attention perhaps more than others. And he began to imagine what it would be like to live like these people. And what if he started to live like these people and was perhaps more generous, more concerned about others than just himself? Perhaps if he was more honest, maybe even more humble. And he realized that he might actually have greater purpose and passion in his life if he started living that way. He imagined what that would be like, and he thought that would be kind of a sort of deep, peace-filled existence compared to the very insecure life he was living before. And so he left the hospital and began to try to change his ways. He changed his ways and found good friends who would support him in that. Eventually, they decided, this group of friends, that they were called to do more than just be friends, but to become a religious community. They founded the Society of Jesus, the Jesuits, as we know them today. And Inigo Lopez changed his name to Ignatius, after the life of one of those saints he had read about, and became the center, the leader of that community. Throughout his life, he helped many other people discover their own passion and purpose in life. How to live life coming from a place of peace rather than one of deep insecurity. He discovered what it meant to live life with joy. Early on in his life, Inigo Lopez was somebody people would consider to be either the life of the party or just a self-centered punk. But after his conversion experience, he was known as a deeply religious man. He understood what it meant to be touched by God's mercy. We heard about another person in today's readings, in the Gospel, who to most people of his time would have been considered a self-centered punk, a man who had used his position and career to take advantage of pretty much everyone around him. This man, Zacchaeus, was a tax collector. He would have extorted money from pretty much everybody in that area. Everybody would have hated him. No one would have seen him as any sort of potential religious figure. And yet, when he encounters Jesus today, his life is changed, and he begins to live life in a better way. Well, the reason I talked about Ignatius of Loyola today is because this is the weekend in the diocese when we're reflecting on one of the spiritual works of mercy. This week, we're reflecting on counseling the doubtful, giving good advice to people who are struggling to find their path, people who are confused, people who don't know where life is leading them and where they should go in the future. That was one of his great gifts, was helping people discern and figure out where they should go in their life. His quote-unquote rules for discernment, tips to figure out how God wants us to live our lives, are still used widely today. Yeah, one of the challenges, I think, for our young adults in particular with counseling the doubtful, is that we often feel underprepared to give advice to other people. When friends come to us with challenging situations or where they're kind of lost in their life, we feel like we don't have anything to offer to them. We don't know what to say to them. We don't know what kind of words to use to help them to change and to find their right path. Especially if they're going through difficult stuff we've never been through ourselves, we don't really even know where to begin to try to help them. And yet our gospel today, I think, gives us some great advice in this area, a great image to reflect on. Did you notice what Jesus said to Zacchaeus to change his life? Do you notice what Jesus said to Zacchaeus to help him understand he needed to change his ways? He didn't really say much of anything. All he did was chose to spend quality time with Zacchaeus. Today I must stay at your house. And it was that time spent together that changed Zacchaeus' life. Jesus didn't use some magic words. He didn't use some cliche phrases that would make him feel better or melt his heart. He simply spent time with this man who was struggling and lost and struggling to figure out where to go in the future. It was Jesus' loving presence that was the best advice Jesus gave to Zacchaeus. Did you notice how the crowd reacted when Jesus stopped to spend time with Zacchaeus? They thought he was wasting his time. Zacchaeus was a selfish punk to them. He was no one that was going to be even capable of changing. Furthermore, they wanted to move on to the city of Jerusalem. At the beginning it said Jesus was going to pass through Jericho. It's the last city before Jerusalem. It was the final stop in this long journey they had been traveling. 10 chapters of Luke's gospel had covered this journey. We've been reading about these stories during this journey for the past several months. They're at the final stage, the final push to get to where they've been going all of this time. And Jesus chooses to stop. And the people are infuriated. They want to keep moving. They want to get to Jerusalem. But Jesus slows down to spend time with somebody who is lost and confused in their life. I think the same thing happens to us quite a bit like that crowd. We're busy. We have a lot to get done. The final push of the semester. We feel like we can't slow down to spend time with people we know who are struggling. We're struggling to find their way in life. And yet it might be our loving presence that might make the difference for them. The place that God's mercy will work to show them the path they must follow. Often the first step to helping people and giving good advice is to simply spend time with them and to listen to them. Figure out where they really are right now. To pass over our superficial judgments about them and their life and to really understand what's going on inside and why they've been acting the way they have and what they're worried about and fearful and hurt by and what's going on around them. When we take all that's going on in their life and take it in, then we're in the place to give good and helpful advice to them. The other danger, I think, is to refuse to give any advice at all. To simply just say, do whatever you feel like. Whatever you feel like, just do that and I'll support you. One of the things Ignatius did when he was changing his life is he found good friends who would be honest with him, who would hold him accountable, who would help him understand when he was swerving off the right path he was trying to follow. True friends are honest with each other. When they see someone struggling or swerving off the right path, they'll help them realize from an outside objective perspective that maybe there's something that needs to change. They won't say, just do whatever you feel like if they know that's going to hurt somebody, hurt the person who's our friend or somebody else in the wider community. A true friend will speak the honest truth after we've spent quality time with them and listened to them. Inigo Lopez and Zacchaeus knew what it was like to live life being full of themselves. But later on, they experienced what it was like to be filled by God's mercy and to be changed by that mercy. This weekend we pray that we're able to give good counsel and good advice to others, so they too may be filled by God's mercy and changed as well.